All right. So I'll call on Serene now.
I'm sorry. I had asked you the second.
Sorry. Yes, Michael, and then Serene.
Yeah, I had first to thank you for helping arrange the Spanish, the bilingual Spanish forums for the Spanish programming block. I had two quick questions. One was, and I may have missed this because I was in the car as I was coming over. I couldn't hear everything. Do we have a count at KPFK for how close we are to quorum at this point?
I did say the updated quorum will be posted on Wednesday morning. I believe that KPFK has made quorum already. I'm not in the system right now, but, you know, I can log in really quick and let you know while you guys continue on.
For listeners and staff?
And staff,
I don't
yeah.
know yet. Hold on.
Okay,
I'm not in the system, so yeah.
Okay. And the second one was I've asked a couple of times if we could get a list of when the candidate carts were supposed to have been played, because we've never seen that.
Oh, yeah, that's on the website.
No, the only thing on the website was a kind of boilerplate thing that actually did not correspond to how they were aired. It says a thing about blocks of time with a certain number of candidates. That it didn't say which the candidates were. And it didn't correspond. We never aired them in groups. They were one at a time, once an hour, for almost the entire time. Occasionally, there would be a second one in the middle of an hour. So I if there's a list somewhere that's
I see.
And Scott was supposed
to
be there.
The morning drive time, the midday, after, and then the tech group.
Yeah.
Oy vey. Okay.
I'm assuming that one list was generated at some point by the original LES.
Yeah, it had to. I have to look back in that email account from the LES to find that.
All right. Thank you. That's all. And again, thanks again for this, getting the Spanish language forms set up. Okay, that's all.
No problem.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, so I have a motion which I sent to all of you, but I have a couple of points I want to make very briefly. One is on the issue of access to the membership database. We no longer have a membership person at the station. We haven't since August of 2013. So the GM has picked up that job. We no longer have a strict premiums department. So the GM has picked up that job, and I believe the interim development director also works to some extent on premiums. We no longer have a business office to record the payments and so forth, for, you know, direct membership payments and buddies and all that stuff that gets pledged online. So the GM has picked up that job. I believe, and we just came out of a fund drive yesterday, a two-week fund drive yesterday. So access to the database, the membership database, is pretty much restricted to the GM because it is the GM who has to do all that stuff. And I would not, well, I'll just leave that there. But, you know, being at the station and being available to do certain things is not necessarily as easy when you also have out-of-office tasks that you're required to handle. But I certainly hope that, you know, before you go, call or text so you don't waste your time, although Brooklyn is a wonderful place. Gentrified downtown Brooklyn. Okay. So
my office is 5 minutes from the station, so.
5 minutes? You walk fast. Anyway. Okay. So the other thing I wanted to mention is with regard to people calling in and making pledges, unless we're on the call when the person is making their pledge, we don't know what was said. So I just, having spent years and years and years talking to listeners, there are times when they say, you know, I don't know if the membership is in my name or my husband's name, but here I'm going to pledge such and such, or they give names that don't always show up on the cards. Volunteers are great, but they're not perfect. I don't think our call center is perfect either. We've had problems with that here in New York. So I don't want to assume there's kind of a tinge in some of that discussion, not from the NAS, but I want to be careful about how we describe what people intend when they make their donation. When I make a donation, if I get a receipt, I make check to make sure the amount is correct, but I've already done that on my bank account, so I know it's correct. You don't really look at it. It's not until it comes to the issue, in this case, of being able to vote as a result of your donation, do people say, hey, but that's not what I said, or that's not what I meant, or whatever the case is. So I just want to put that out there, because I don't think... Sorry?
Or that's not what I like.
Okay. I am not willing to cast aspersions on listeners who support our stations, because we wouldn't have stations if they weren't supporting. So I don't appreciate that comment. I don't appreciate the interruption. I don't appreciate the tone of that comment. Okay. So here's the motion that I sent out. Move that an e-blast from the NES be sent by each general manager to all listeners, not just members, and all staff, outlining the election process, ballot qualification, and ballot replacement. Obviously, that's not a limit of the information that should be contained, but it is a minimum of the information that is, okay, so that should be contained, because many people still do not fully understand, people who are eligible to vote, I believe still do not understand the point of it. I know that I ran into someone over the weekend, and it's someone who has been a supporter of BAI for like 25 years or something. And I said, did you vote yet? And he said, no, I didn't. And I said, well, what happened? Did you get your ballot? He said, no, I didn't get my ballot yet either. And wasn't aware that the deadline is less than 2 weeks away. So I think this announcement, and each, you know, these stations in New York, we use, I think it's Constant Contact or something, I don't know. Houston has somebody else that they use, but they do have an e-newsletter. All the stations, I believe, except maybe DC, which is irrelevant right now, have e-newsletters that they use to contact listeners, among whom are members. This needs to be sent out in addition to whatever you're doing with the email addresses that you have. And that will, I think, address, at least in part, the deficit of email addresses in New York. So that's my motion.
Janet Kay.
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
I have an amendment that instead of each GM, that be replaced with the GMs of WBAI, KPFK, and KPFT.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's completely unnecessary. Obviously, we're not going to send voting information to people who either, one, didn't vote, or two, have completed the election. I mean, is anyone really confused about that?
Janet Kay.
Go ahead.
Just the language, might as well just say it. It's not.
Okay. All right. So that's the amendment. Is there any objection?
I lost track of the actual motion in the motivation. So I'm confused as to what's happening here. So
okay.
Can somebody read the motion again?
I'll read it. I believe the wording should be that the Elections Committee recommends that an e-blast from the NES be sent by each GM to all listeners, not just members, and all staff, outlining the election process, ballot qualification, and ballot replacement. So then Janet's amendment would change that to be sent by the GMs at WBAI, KPFT, and KPFK.
And point, I guess I have a point of information.
Okay.
I've been told that KPFT is at quorum, so why would we need to have this sent out?
Serene?
Because people are entitled to vote, and there's time to notify them.
Yeah, if okay. I can just respond to that, just because
I don't understand that.
Hold on. Go ahead, Eljoy.
I'm just responding that even though stations that meet quorum, we're still sending information for people who are eligible, who haven't cast their vote yet, that they're eligible to vote. You know, and, you know, that's very important, just important to the process. So, I mean, otherwise we would just shut down the whole election after quorum. But, you know, it's important to inform people just simply, as I mentioned before, about those voters at KPFK who we found. And though they have email addresses, I'm sending them paper ballots and notifying them that they have the right to vote as well. It's about, you know, alerting them of their right that they have. If they choose not to, that's up to them. But I think it's, you know, our responsibility in the election process to let people know that they're eligible to cast a vote.
Okay.
Okay. So if I can just make a quick comment, another benefit of this motion is that by having the GM send it to the total list, is that if there are people who, through whatever accident, were not added to the voter roll, then if it was just an email to the matched list that El Joy mentioned a few minutes ago, then it might not reach some of the people who are entitled to vote, who should be entitled, but have never received a ballot or any notice. And so this would have a broader reach that could bring in some people that, you know, really have to be added to the process. Okay, who else? Anyone else want to speak on Serene's motion or the amendment?
I have an amendment to the amendment.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'd like to reverse the order so it's alphabetical, so that people don't think that just because someone from New York brought the motion that they stuck BAI in the front.
Okay.
So it should be KPFK, KPFT, and WBAI.
Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment?
I would like to discuss it. I have another question.
Sure. Go ahead.
When I brought up my initial question, like El Joy responded, well, you know, we want to get the information out. But are you suggesting that KPFT has failed in any way in getting the information out? Because we have met quorum, and I'm just wondering, is from this motion, are you suggesting in any way that we have not done something that should have been done?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Janet Kay, may I just comment on that?
Yes.
So it's my understanding that these elections are not just, you know, at a particular station just to reach quorum.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of the requirements. We want as many people, as many members to vote as they can. So why stop at quorum?
Okay, so let me ask if there's any objection to the Second Amendment to change the order of listing the three stations. Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. So then is there an objection to that as the main amendment? I presume not. Okay. All right, so now last call for any comment, or are we ready to vote on the motion as amended? Okay, is there any objection to adopting the motion as amended?
Can you put me down as an abstain?
Sure.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so the motion's adopted. We have four more minutes if there's something really pressing that has not been addressed yet.
How about the next meeting?
Oh, thank you so much. I forgot. Yes. El Joy, we wanted to ask you, because we know you're entering a very intense, busy period, if you would like to suggest the next meeting date.
Oh, boy. So that depends on if you guys would want me to have, like, a holiday as well or not. let's see. People want before the end of the election. I don't see how that's going to be possible.
Yeah, there aren't any.
I don't see how that's going to be possible.
On the calendar.
I would suggest after the close of, you know, after the voting deadline, after the 4th. So we're looking Voting Rights Summit, Martin Luther King Day.
teams. And I have one more question.
Oh, we haven't addressed the most important issue, but let's do this really quickly. I mean, I can do the 11th.
Okay.
Well,
let's start with that. Is there anyone on the committee who can't do the Monday, the 11th, January 11th? Okay, looks like we got a winner. Okay, so I guess that will be our next meeting date.
Well, no, sorry.
Oh,
question?
Go ahead.
Could we meet on the 6th?
Eljoy, is Wednesday the 6th a possibility for you?
I will still be in L.A. No, I'll be in Berkeley by then.
You're going to Berkeley?
Yes, I'm going to Berkeley on the 5th. So I'm coming to the Bay right after the close of the election.
I withdraw my suggestion. The 11th is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then without objection, our next meeting.
Therese. I have two more questions. Hang on.
Is this
That's
about
fine.
The date or something else?
No. It's not about the date.
All right, so it's January 11th. And now Eljoy said she had another issue that she wanted to add. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get to the questions.
The most important one.
Go ahead, Eljoy.
The most important thing was the time frame by which the results will be done after the 4th.
Right, mm-hmm. Yes, that is. We all want to know that.
That's my question. One of my questions.
Yeah. Yeah, I just looked at my notes and, like, had it in big, bold letters. Okay, so we know the time frame that it took for the vendor to complete the count after KPFA. I think it was just under 2 weeks or maybe a week and a half or something like that. In our, both from the bylaws perspective and the original calendar, we had up to 2 weeks to do results. But I do remember from either our last call or someone emailed me the priority order that the stations were doing their LSB meetings. Us trying to get results in before them. But I don't have the specific dates as to when those meetings are.
It's the KPFT and WBAI are on the 13th, and KPFK is on the 17th.
Hi, they.
And,
okay.
Jana Kay, there's noticing needs, you know, there has to be enough time to notice the winners when
right.
the meetings are.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's,
no. This is me.
Okay, Serene.
Didn't we deal with this at a previous board meeting where we asked for a provisional notice to be provided, and isn't that the...
Yeah, that was the most...
Right. So the question would be, even if provisional notice is given, what would be the final notice that, hey, you won, you're confirmed, you need to show up? You know, is it 24 hours? Is it 48 hours? That would only be the only question. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Two people spoke at once. Who wanted?
I would
to
like to ask the NES a question, Serene.
Sure, go ahead.
So the meetings are currently set in New York and Houston for the second Wednesday, which is the 13th. Would you recommend that the seating of newly elected delegates be held the following week or at a day in the following week to make sure that we allow the 2 weeks?
Yes. I would be more comfortable with that because, you know, one on the counting, we did one station. You know, now we're doing three. And while I gave them specifically the priority order and they acknowledged that based upon, you know, the meeting time frames that were previously sent to me, there's no... I'm just really, even with the close, any ballots, paper ballots we receive on the 4th, right? Like, you know, I know at BAI we have a 24-hour post office, so I know that Gene plans on immediately after the close, you know, to go to the post office to overnight those, you know, but I know in Houston that can't happen, one, because as I shared in a previous email before, the post office has been closing post offices and closed their main one, which was open late at Houston, so that's not going to be until the next day. You know, so I'm just really, I would prefer, if possible, if it's possible to move those meetings, I think the LSB should. I obviously don't have any control over that, but I think they should.
Michael, just a sec.
Yes.
KPFK canceled our December meetings, which there are nearly, and we have a meeting scheduled on the 17th. Which is a Sunday, about 2 weeks after the 4th. You think that's sufficient time?
So your meeting is going to be on January 17th?
Yeah. Sunday, January 17th is the next scheduled meeting of our local board, and that's it's 2 full weeks after the 4th.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, okay. I do my check-in with the vendor in the morning.
All right, so maybe we...
Yeah, we can, I can let them know that. When we talked about it this morning, and we discussed the priority, and again, I didn't know the date, so, you know, I just talked about the priority order and the time frame. But, you know, they think, you know, from their general update to me is that, one, after doing KPFA, they know which checks and which things they're looking for and what to look for the other three stations. So that will, reduce some of the time. And we went through the details of those.
Alan,
you know, but just
Alan
to give myself...
That.
Myself cover, the bylaws allow me up to, you know, 2 weeks in order to produce results, you know, results.
So we should probably consider moving it. I just want to point out to people that I'm looking at the KPFDACUS calendar, and neither the KPFA nor the WBAI LSB meetings are on the calendar for January 2016 yet. So,
Alan for the stack.
Okay, Teresa.
Pardon my ignorance. From past experience, I don't ever recall it taking that long to count the ballots. And I understand that the last count was so long, but I can't understand why it's taking so long to count the ballots. And can't it be improved upon?
That's what we discussed this morning. You know, we discussed in the county, and that's why I said they said, you know, they now know, haven't been able to do the KPFA one by itself, and they now know sort of what, you know, the checks and the security checks that they did, they now can speed up that process for January 4th. I outlined how the process works. They're opened and scanned and in process. Someone then goes, you know, another team comes behind that team to verify the work. The computer is run in terms of the algorithm is run in terms of the count. The ballots themselves have to be scanned so that we have the digital file, you know, as necessary. It's another security check to make sure that there are not duplicate votes, you know, which we did at KPFA as well, and, you know, removed additional duplicate votes, which reduced from the quorum as well. So there are all those things that I don't think we want skipped that need to be done.
Jana Kay.
Okay, let me just point out we're actually past time for the meeting, so can we agree on just a 10-minute extension so we can wrap this up?
7 minutes till 10:30 is my alternate proposal.
All right. Is there any objection to 7 minutes? Okay, hearing none, we were extended. So Janet and then Serene.
So I don't know if it was Michael or someone said that the LSD meetings are not on the calendar for January. In any case.
Yeah, a couple of them are.
Right. The KPFA, just, you know, it's not going to be affected by this, but KPFA's next LSD meeting is the 23rd, and it has not been noticed yet on the calendar, but it will be. So we got the KPFT on the 13th and KPFK on the 17th. BAI is not.
Yeah, BAI is on the 13th, yes. Although it's not put up on the calendar.
Okay. And WPFW is not.
Right. Serene?
So what? So I just want to be clear, Eljoy, the reason I asked the question about the timing is not because I'm asking you to tell LSBs not to meet on the 13th. Their old LSBs can meet on the 13th. But, when you talk to the vendor, it would be good to have something in writing from you that can then be sent on to the LSBs that say that, at this point, the vendor does not anticipate having results, final results before X date, so that the board can then, the local board.
Yeah, I can send something that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Point of information.
I'm not done. I asked you a question. Just answering.
Yeah. I just want to be in queue.
Okay. Go ahead. Eljoy, did you have something else to add?
No, so you basically are asking this so that I send a memo to the three stations and saying, the elections are on the 4th, but the vote count we have until this part, so, be advised as you're scheduling, blah, 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 is what you're asking.
Just so that they don't work to offer by way of notice. My question, which is not directly related to the vote count, but it's with regard to something else of concern. One of our New York members had requested some mailing list information and has not heard from you on it.
Wait, he did the original, request for a mail and didn't get it?
He heard from you on the original, but there have been many additions and corrections since then.
Okay, so he wants to know. Okay. For BAI?
Yeah, I'll suggest that he write to you again.
Now that it's up. It could have just gotten lost in the emails. And particularly, sometimes people don't put, specifically in the subject. It could have just been, because I know I see yours where you say things sometimes are urgent. I don't know if you say anything recently on that, but.
Okay, I'll follow up with him and make sure he sends it in a way that you can.
Yeah. Yeah. No one else has requested a updated list from additional people that we may have, that may have been added after the fact. No one has asked that. Okay.
All right.
Jim Brown.
Yeah, Jim and then Teresa.
Michael Irvin.
Michael. When you send out the information with the dates and so forth on it, with all the deadlines and so forth, could you also include one to our secretary at WPFW so that they will be aware of what's going on as well? Even though at this point most of our business as far as the election is concerned is taken care of.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I have a question about that.
Quickly.
I believe I'm next.
You are, Teresa.
And then me.
My question is this to Eljoy. When we're suggesting that you send out this letter and talking about the dates, some of our boards have other business to conduct. They might be talking about town hall meetings. They might be talking about evaluations of the staff. or they might be talking about their governance committee or programming or developing something. So you're not recommending that they not have a meeting, are you? You're just saying we might not have the election results if you have your meeting on this day.
I just said.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. That's all I want to just confirm. Thank you for your time.
Okay, Michael.
The situation at KPFK is a little different because we had to elect our entire board. We had 6 people who have termed off our board completely. That's why we scrubbed their meetings in December. So it's fairly urgent that we be able to have a meeting as soon as possible. So if you are reestablishing a priority list, I think that makes KPFK the top priority for the count after the 4th. So that we can go ahead and have a meeting on the 17th that's scheduled, because we could not have a meeting in December at all, because we have, you know, as I say, 6 members had to leave the board, and there's no way to replace them at this point without the elections. So I would appreciate it if you could get the count completed for KPFK so that we can meet as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. Serene, and then we're at time.
Okay, thanks. So on the issue of WPFW, the memo that Joy is sending out after she speaks to the vendor tomorrow deals with the current elections. It has nothing to do with PFW, which didn't have elections. It seems to me that's a separate process. So, I mean, you'll get a copy of it because you're on the committee, but I don't see really how it's relevant. And with regard to it, doing KPFK first, your ballot is such that, I mean, let's see what date vendor offers, because the election pool, the election participation, the quorum numbers, the membership numbers are significantly lower in Houston and New York than they are in KPFK, and while I know the whole thing about having to cancel a meeting and so forth, when you consider the fact that dealing with your election might prevent us from ever getting to our elections, I'm not sure. So I would hope that's a point of interest, but not a motion or anything, because I don't know if that's a good idea.
Janet Kay, one last.
And Rob, I just need to respond.
Okay.
May I just respond to
three? Yeah, Jim and then Janet.
Yeah, I just wanted...
Please.
Go ahead, Jim.
I just wanted to make sure that a copy of this information goes to our secretary to make sure that we are also all the entire LSB and everyone else is informed as to what's going on. That's all. It's not that it's going to affect anyone else's election.
Okay, Janet.
Yeah, so I don't think this was brought up, but the KPFK ballot is different from the other ballots. So there might be some additional complications with that. So I agree that should be the highest priority.
Okay. All right. We're at time. So if people have other questions or concerns, they can email the National Election Supervisor. So
and please be
thank you, Eljo.
Mindful. Yeah, and please be mindful. It is the holiday season, my first with a baby, and 2, that my priority is getting people voting access. And so, you know, as your emails are going, you know, I just kind of prioritize that in the day. So
absolutely, and we really, as always, appreciate your hard work. So thank you, and for being on this call late with the cold.
Yeah.
And a baby. So, thanks so much, and thanks to all.
Thank you,
Eljoy. Feel better.
Yeah, feel better.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Good night. Good night, whoever's left. Was there a next meeting?